The City of Riverside has approved a plan to help small businesses with their utility costs by allowing them to apply their deposits to their account balances. I spoke with Councilmember Ronaldo Fierro about the program, which is designed to help small businesses impacted by COVID-19. So you proposed this program and it went through unanimously, right?
Yes, it was. Yeah. So the program was approved unanimously first through the Riverside Public Utilities Board, which is a citizen appointed citizen board that kind of oversees most of the policy that comes through RPU, as well as approving a lot of financial projects. So we went to them first. They were very happy to approve it. You know, it was nothing but positive comments. And then the very next day we had a council meeting, and with minimal discussion, it was approved unanimously. It was kind of a no-brainer thing, but it took a lot of work behind the scenes. And it all started with a small business owner who called me, who told me that, you know, he had a utility deposit that every business in town has to put down when they first sign up for their business and first get their utility hooked up. And that he had remembered, you know, given his financial situation, you know, you start to remember where money is stashed, right? And he remembered that he had this deposit, but when he called Riverside Public Utilities, they said that there were pretty strict rules about when you could get that back in the form of a bill credit, and it had to do with having 12 straight months of on-time payment. Well, the last time you and I spoke, it was about, you know, Riverside Public Utilities shutoff ban, that we were no longer going to shut off people's utilities due to non-payment, and that included our commercial accounts. And the goal was for them to hesitate or delay their payment to Riverside Public Utilities so they could use that money for what they needed to, whether it was rent, paying their employees, et cetera. So obviously we had a number of accounts in this town who delayed a payment or had a payment be late. So most of the businesses that needed that credit back no longer qualified based off of our old rules. So we went to work, we worked with our city attorney, and we were able to come up with a plan to get these credits back to businesses so that they could apply it either to their delinquent payment if they owed money still, or to their next payment if they were current.
Okay, that makes sense. So who is eligible? It's small businesses, right? What kind of size are we talking about here?
So it is for small businesses. And for this purpose, that would be any business with 50 or less employees with a brick or mortar location in the city. So, you know, that's a lot of businesses. We don't know exactly, since we don't have all that data in terms of, you know, that's normally voluntary information that we get from our accounts. But, you know, it's at least, you know, if we had to guess, around 2,000 to 3,000 businesses in town that would qualify as a small business with 50 or fewer employees.
So how much are the deposits generally?
So the average deposit is anywhere between 1,500 and 3,000. So that is a significant amount of money. You know, normally will represent at least a couple of months of their payments. So our hope is that, you know, most people will, you know, take advantage of that. And yeah, so 1,500 to 3,000 may seem like a small amount of money, but, you know, I'm a small business owner myself, and I can tell you that every little bit helps. And, you know, not having to, you know, to draw down a large, you know, utility bill that maybe you're a few months behind, you're trying to figure things out, you know, it can be a real morale boost to know that you don't have to make that next payment, or you get to draw down this large bill you have to look at. So yeah, we're excited for not just the actual financial impact it's going to make to our small businesses, but just to remind everybody that, you know, we have dedicated ourselves from the beginning of this pandemic that we were going to do everything we could to help small businesses. And, you know, unfortunately, so much of the financial support we were able to offer has been offered. You know, we got a direct payment from the CARES Act from the federal government. You know, we spent at least $3 million of that to give to small businesses in the form of $10,000 grants. We came up with another fund through community development block grants, where we were able to give $7,500 grants to businesses of 5 or fewer employees that are owned by moderate or low-income people. But now that money has dried up, you know, we have to get really creative, because, you know, like I said, we spoke 7 months ago about this. So obviously this has continued to go on, and the longer it goes on, the more help small businesses need. You know, the previous help we gave them is expended. They've utilized it, and now it's how do I get through the next 3 months? So we're just trying to be creative, and, you know, this is their money. This is money they put up. It's their hard-earned money, and we're simply letting them have access to it to apply it to their bill. So to me, this was a no-brainer. But once again, this is why interaction with government matters, because had that phone call not happened, I wouldn't have even been aware of that problem. So hopefully this reminds people that when government and, you know, industry work together, you know, solutions that aren't readily apparent can avail themselves.